The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And on today's program, we'll be previewing a performance tomorrow night at the Iron Post in Urbana at 6 o'clock by singer Jeff Poor and pianist David Thies. They do a cabaret act that focuses on the Great American Songbook, their tastes tending towards Sinatra and Bennett as of the singers whose music that they sort of reproduce, so to speak. And we have them live in the studio for the hour as a pre-Valentine's Day program for you. And we hope that their music will be accompanied by your telephone calls as we come to the end of this midwinter pledge drive, membership drive here at Illinois Public Media. We have today and tomorrow yet to meet our goal, which is 400 calls, 400 supports, 400 supporters during the drive by tomorrow's end. And today you can get the ball rolling here on this program by calling right now, 217-244-0025, 217-244-0025, or by going online and making your contribution there. The address is willpledge.org. Joan Morris with William Bolcom in a song by Ernest R. Ball, who was born in 1878, didn't last long, 1927, the year of his death. That song from 1905, Will You Love Me in December as You Do in May? A question that I'm sure many could ask tomorrow on Valentine's Day, of course, those who are looking forward to a long life and might have that concern. But on Valentine's Day night at 6 o'clock tomorrow will be a performance at the Iron Post in Urbana by Jeff Poor and David Thies. Jeff is the singer and David is the pianist. Both of them are with us right now here for this hour on Live and Local to give a bit of a preview of their cabaret-style performance. We had you guys here once before, I think, just for a half-hour segment, and it certainly whetted my appetite for more. Jeff is, I've known Jeff for years as owner of Glenn Poor's Audio Video in Champaign. And I've known of David for at least as many years as I've known Jeff, but only recently met him. I probably officially met you on this very radio show.
Probably.
David is an attorney with Weber and Thies Law Firm in Urbana. And somewhere along the line, you guys got together and started to do this cabaret thing. Remind me, when was that, and how did
it
happen?
It was about 2.5, 3 years, almost 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
And David and I are both Champagne Rotarians, and I heard him play at the club many times, and I have known him, you know, just as a friend for a long time, and found out some of the background that he had played in rock bands and when he was in college, and
trying to picture that right now.
The hair was a little bit different, darker, longer. We were both children of the 60s and coming from Urbana. And if you were there, you probably can't remember it, but that's kind of where we came from.
Well, a lot of people that were there can't remember it either.
Yeah.
But
for other reasons.
And that was the 60s. So.
That was the 60s.
And you've done in rock bands, which for some reason, Jeff, I can't really say why, I can picture a little more easily.
Well, ask him why he says that.
I'm not sure why you say that.
I'm not sure I can answer why I say that.
But I guess the hair color's changed, but style's not a whole lot different, right?
Yeah, so. it was probably longer.
Yeah, well, on occasion,
In fairness, if you were into popular music at all, in the 60s in Champaign-Urbana. This was really a hotbed. There were a lot of great acts, and Jeff was part of that. I wasn't, but turned more to the jazz and blues side of things. But in the 60s, if you were into popular music, it was going to be that harder core kind of rock and roll development that was happening in Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah, it really exploded. I think more than anyone else, I think Bob Nutt, who founded Blytham Limited, which was the booking agency, was more responsible than anybody else for the real explosion of talent and all the bands. I mean, at one point, Blytham was booking regularly 150 bands. Hmm. And it was a big business. And out of that agency, of course, came Irving Azoff, who's arguably the most powerful person in the whole popular music world now. And he was kind of Bob's right-hand man for a long time. But Bob was a phone genius. I mean, the guy was a marvel. And from him, of course, came all the great bands. Many people, of course, everybody knows REO Speedwagon, but there were bands like the One Eye Jacks and the Guild and the Regiment.
Finchley Boys.
The Finchley Boys, of course, which I've had a long history with working with.
They had a reunion a couple of years ago at one of the summer outdoor fests in Champaign.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it was really goosebump time.
You couldn't move in that space.
Yeah, it was packed. Yeah, for two blocks, it was packed. But Garrett Oesteich, the lead guitar player of the Finchley Boys, is still a wunderkind. I mean, if I always said if Garrett...
Not much of a kint anymore.
Though. Yeah, right. If he'd ever... Yeah, you're multilingual, aren't you?
You got to be careful what you say here.
Yeah, yeah, I can't get away with anything. But anyway, he was a great, great guitarist. And they had a fabulous stage show. And George Faber, who was the lead singer of the Finchley Boys, went on to, he's made a great living as a singer-songwriter up in Minneapolis. And so that was that's just sort of the tip of the iceberg of that scene. At the time, Michael McDonald moved here from Collinsville when he was 16, essentially, and he came out of Champaign. So many people, actually, mm-hmm. You know. Danny Fogelberg came out of Champaign.
What were some of the bands that you were in?
The first band that I was in was called The Intruders, and I started in that band when I was 15, and the other guys were older than I was, and then it kind of morphed. And then Mark Warwick left the Finchley Boys. He was the original lead guitar player of the Finchley Boys, and we started a band called Newbury Meadow, and we were a copy band for the most part. Did a few originals, but we were mostly a copy band.
We call a cover band now.
Yeah, yeah, we did a Who medley, Beatles medley, you know, we did that sort of thing and made pretty good money. This is when I was in college. And then the last band I had before I started doing solo stuff was called Feather Train. And Feather Train had, you know, we had three lead singers, actually. I wanted to quit being the only singer, so I recruited a couple guys. Really good singers, actually. But Dana Walden was the keyboard player in that band. And Dana Walden went on to, you know, real fame, you know, as a songwriter. And he was a keyboard player for the group called Champagne and wrote a song called How About Us, which has sold millions of copies. So there were just, you know, I could go on and on about that scene.
And why did you make the transition to away from the rock pop genre into the, well, I guess you'd call it the old pop genre, the what we now call the Great American Songbook.
Yeah, you know, that is, I attribute that mostly to my daughter, Caitlin, she's now 23. About 10, 11 years ago, she started listening to it because she was riding around in Bobby Eisner's car, her grandfather's car. He's my father-in-law. And he had Sinatra on all the time, and Caitlin really liked it. And so I started paying a little bit more attention to it, and I listened to it in one of our hi-fi stores and found out he was a remarkable singer. So that's just where it came from more than anything else. And then the songs are just timeless songs. And that became my main focus was how do you interpret these songs? And because those songwriters were remarkable.
Absolutely. And we heard, of course, a sample of a songwriter whose name I didn't really know, Ernest Ball, but it's a song that's absolutely beautiful. The thing about a lot of these standards is we don't remember who wrote them anymore, but we just remember that it's a standard song and people do it all the time.
That's why they're called standards. Although, interesting observation we've made before and relates to this, the music we do now. For example, you were referring to cover bands before, which is what some of the bands Jeff was talking about were. From about 1960, 65 on, if you're in a cover band, it's a cover band of a group of the performer, so the Who, the Beatles cover band, something like that. Whereas prior to that time, if you do covers, it's more about the songwriter. So in Great American Songbook kinds of things, like what Jeff and I do, we'll do a Cole Porter song. And it's not, even though we talk a lot about Frank Sinatra, even when Frank Sinatra did stuff, he talked about the person who wrote the song. And I don't know that that's true with modern popular music today as much.
Well, if you're going to do a cover, I think people expect you, as often as not, to make it sound like the original artist.
Yeah.
Although you can, people do, particularly in the singer-songwriter realm, they'll take somebody else's song and interpret the song, which is really what you guys are doing. And
right.
We should have you do it. What's the first on your list for the hour?
What would you like to do first? Maybe one of those standards. How about that?
Yeah, this is
like Frank.
Why don't we do Nice and Easy? That's a good warm-up. And by the way, this is early in the day for me, Kevin, just so you know. This is hard to sing when it's
this
early in the day.
I hear this repeatedly from singers, so all I can tell you is it's when the show is and you're here, so suck it up and sing, Jeff.
And I should say this is part of our, as we're calling it, the Valentine's Day extravaganza at the Iron Post tomorrow night, although it doesn't mean we're changing anything. If you do Great American Songbook stuff, it's about love and dark and light and good and bad, but love basically is the theme. So this will be song number one probably at the Great Valentine's Day extravaganza tomorrow night at the Iron Post.
That's more and David Thies.
This particular tune was written more or less with Sinatra in mind, became the title cut to his album in 1960 called Nice and Easy. Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry, 'cause we're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it every time. That's safe to say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time.
one more time. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time.
Hey, it's ambiance, babe.
Is a snap written in there? Jeff Poor is the singer, and Dave Theis is at the piano, and Nice and Easy. And did you say he wrote that song?
Who wrote that song?
Do you know who? See, here we go.
Know who wrote that song.
I do. It was written by Spence Bergman and Keith.
Keith?
Yes.
That's it?
He just had one name.
Seriously?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was the last name, though.
Oh. Case in point.
I'm back at the...
Jeff and David will be at the Iron Post tomorrow night. It's starting at 6 o'clock, running till about 8 o'clock, and they're with us live here on Live and Local. And Live and Local, of course, is here in really for two purposes. One is to give people like David and Jeff a chance to let you know what they're doing so that you can come out to hear them. And, of course, the corollary to that is so that you know what they're doing and you can go out to hear them. So it's really a benefit for potential audience members, and it's a benefit for performers who want an audience, and it's also a benefit for our audience who just want to hear some good music and some good conversation. I hope that we have good conversation here. And with me right now to help encourage you to support this program and the benefits that we provide for you, for the listener, for potential audiences, and for performers is Bob Culkeen, who is the still, I guess, brand new station manager at WILL. Came up from Boston by way of Florida.
There you go. That's it. I did.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here. Hey, I went to the Iron Post this weekend.
Did you?
What a great venue. I can't imagine how great these guys are going to sound there.
What'd you hear?
I heard the Painkillers.
Some blues.
It was a packed house, and we had some fun there, and so that was good. But the venue is wonderful, and I think this event tomorrow night will be fantastic.
Did you hear how they got their name?
No, I did not.
I actually read this in the News Gazette. They apparently got their name because early on they were one of the guys who became part of the Painkillers, joined up with the guys who were originally the Painkillers, and they were all listening to them talk about their aches and pains and all the drugs they had to take in order to keep the aches and pains away. And I guess
that's
one assumes it's a slightly older blues band than some.
Well, it was a good night. But I tell you, the last song, Nice and Easy Does It, if you make your way over to the phone and give us a call at WILL 217-244-0025, or if you're listening in your office and you're by a computer, it's willpledge.org. And I tell you, where can you have a guy who's a lawyer, a piano player, and a Rotarian all in one doing something like this? Where can you hear that? Probably nowhere else but here at WILL. So I'm going to give you a challenge. If you're a piano player, if you're a Rotarian, or if you're a lawyer, give us a call right now and state a pledge. We haven't heard it all today from Champaign, so if you live in Champaign, we'd really love to hear you too. And all this music that they're talking about earlier in your show today about how fantastic Champaign has been to the music industry, if you're into that, give us a call too.
217-244-0025. Bob, I did hear from Heather Miller as I was just out of the studio briefly, that we have a couple of calls that came in. I don't know where they're from. Maybe one of them is Champaign. One of them came in as a payroll pledge. One of them, I think, came through on the web. And we'll try to get some names of people because we do like to say thanks to all who have supported WYLL during this drive. We are here through tomorrow. It's a short midwinter drive. And, of course, economic necessities being what they are, we have to come to you and ask you to support the program. We get, you know, support from some businesses. We get some governmental support still. We have some university support. But by far the largest share does come from you, the listeners, about 43% still. And you can make a dent in our goal, not only for this particular drive, but also for our goal for the whole fiscal year by making your pledge right now at 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. Jeff and David, when you choose a song from the songbook, as we call it, I mean, there's no book that you know can buy with the Great American Songbook, but it's an informal collection of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs, many of which have been interpreted by really big names. You've mentioned Sinatra a couple times. I mentioned Tony Bennett in introducing you at the very top. How much do you take from those singers, and then and you know, we never give credit to the pianists who accompany them.
Thank you.
For some reason, you know, we know the singers, but
I give
who
them
plays
credit.
For? Yeah, I know, but I mean, you know, who was the pianist for Frank Sinatra?
Bill
Name
Miller.
One.
Bill Miller.
Yeah.
Bill
okay.
Miller for many, many, many years.
Nelson
yeah.
Riddle was not, but he was. His arrangements were.
Sure.
Important.
And then there's the orchestras, right?
Yeah. And Tony Bennett had a regular pianist as well.
Tony Bennett's bass player, not to change the subject, or to change the subject, was John Burr, who was a jazz bass player from the U of I.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
how about that?
On the Garvey bands. I don't know. He's not with them now, I don't think, but.
So what do you take from these guys when you interpret?
Well, you can't help but take certain stylistic points from them. But I try to be my own guy, so to speak, because nobody can be Sinatra. And the people that try really are flailing in the wind, if you know what I mean. But so I try to interpret the song for the sake of the song, which is to say I listen to the lyrics and, for instance, on Nice and Easy, I mean, if you notice how that what you're really talking about there is you're trying to seduce a woman. And so you sing that conversationally, and it's not a song to be sung operatically, so to speak. It's a song to be whispered, talked.
I can add from the piano player's point of view, this is maybe a broader comment about why the music of Sinatra became so popular. But I think we can show some examples of this. What happened with Sinatra was that it was at the right time that he appeared, and it was a time when popular music was merging with jazz. And so there were a bunch of songs that had been written in the 20s, 30s, 40s that jazz musicians were discovering could be played in a jazz realm, so improvisation, melody, and improvisation. And but in the 50s, what was added to that was the whole swing movement, which is characterized by a walking bass that's pretty driving. So you had a guy like Sinatra, who in his early days, and I think these were the Capitol days.
No, the early days were the Columbia days.
Columbia days. Okay. Would sing in more of a pleasant sort of syrupy sweet kind of a way. He was all the young girls they talk about idolized him, and if you listen to him, it's not really very masculine, not very harsh. But then jazz hit popular music, and all of a sudden, and Sinatra figured this out first, that he could sing the old standards that were not written this way with this jazz driving bass, and it became a more masculine kind of a thing. He became a man's singer. And that was his reputation for the rest of his life. So you had a song like Cole Porter's, for example, I've Got You Under My Skin, which was written, you know. That's probably the way the Cole Porter would have done it. But then Sinatra gets a hold of it, and it's more of a. And that drive, talking about what we pick up on from the performers, that's what I hear. I probably hear it too much. I add that driving bass. But it's what made Sinatra really who he was from 55 or 60 on, a more masculine kind of an interpreter of the Great American Songbook.
In which case, to an extent, what made Sinatra was his arrangers.
That's right. And the first who really figured out how to play to his strengths and embrace this movement in jazz, this swing movement, was Nelson Riddle. And they say that the arrangements that were done first by Nelson Riddle in the 50s were the ones that really made Sinatra who he was. And those arrangements are still being played today by many people. If you listen to others who interpret Great American Songbook, even just as they won't even say Sinatra, but you'll hear the same Nelson Riddle arrangement of many of those songs.
He was a trombone player in the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra.
Riddle was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, this next song we have on our list is kind of an example of this. it's a driving kind of a thing that Sinatra made famous. Others, many people have done this all the way up to Diana Krall these days.
Yeah, Harold Arlen wrote this with Ted Kaler in 1932.
So it's an old song.
So it's a really old song, and but it was actually written, I think, for the Cotton Club Parade originally. And Sinatra's big hit version of it came out in 1956.
And it is?
It's called I Got the World on a String.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life's a beautiful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what life, I'm in love. Life's a wonderful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, I'm sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, and this is the life. Hey now, I'm so in love.
Got the world on a string. Jeff Poor and David Theis. They're going to be at the Iron Post in Urbana as part of, what did you call it, a Valentine's Day extravaganza or something?
Oh, we just made
like
that. We made that up. It happens to be on February 14th, and all the songs will be about love.
Yeah, tomorrow night, 6 to about 8 o'clock. Programs here on WYLL, including live and local, are made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting audiences of all ages to experience Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem in two performances on February 14th and 15th at 12:30 p.m. Information is available at krannertcenter.com or 217-333-6280. And in fact, Ronnie Arbo will be one of my guests on tomorrow's live and local. We fortunately will be channeling her, so to speak, from an earlier conversation, since she'll actually be performing during the program, one of those shows. But we'll be able to tell people about the Wednesday performance. And also on the show tomorrow, we have some string players from Centennial High School who are doing a number of some outreach performances coming up, and they'll be doing a little bit live for us on the show. These are the kinds of things that you have every day here, Monday through Friday, during the noon hour on Live and Local. And it's a great pleasure for me to get to interact with guys like Jeff and David, and to experience some of these young players who will be coming in tomorrow, and then many of our visiting artists like Ronnie Arbo, who are talented in so many ways, in all kinds of genres of music. If it's acoustic music, we'll cover it on this show. Anywhere from classical to what Jeff and David are doing, to jazz, to bluegrass, to all kinds of old-time things, and some genres I didn't even know existed have been on this show. And you can support what we're doing here and let us know that you appreciate what we're doing here and make sure that we are able to continue doing what we're doing here for you and for all of our listeners well into the future. But we do need your financial support in order to do that. And we're asking you to be one of 400 people during this four-day fundraising campaign to call us right now. The number is 217-244-0025, or you can give online at willpledge.org. I'm Kevin Kelly in the studio with, of course, Jeff and David, and also with our new station manager, Bob Culkeen.
It's great to be here. Kevin, one of the things that I find as I walk around this great community is that people listen to this show. When I say that I have taken a position with Will, one of the first things they bring up is Live and Local with Kevin Kelly. You do a great job out there. I'm sure the artists really enjoy it. And if you're a listener and you're an audience member that has selected a CD to buy after hearing something on their show, or a venue to go to because Kevin has promoted a local artist, give us a call. That number is 217-244-0025. It's a great program. I'd like to thank Sarah Holmes and Valerie Gladberry for making pledges in the last break. Thank you very much. And, you know, let's get those phones ringing. Keep the people that are answering those phones busy. And think about that great American songbook that you guys keep talking about. Not only do we do things like this in our radio side, but think about great performances. I'm sure you guys watched Tony Bennett duets too, yep. Singing with Faith Hill and Lady Gaga and Willie Nelson. You think about what that program was all about. It's an hour and a half of songs from that same book that you're picking out today. How do y'all feel about that? You know, that we just not only touch radio, but we touch television with this type of performance.
We endorse what you're doing, and I want to comment that you do such a great job, and I just encourage people to support WILL. I came here with an article that I wanted to talk about because we do what we call a cabaret style of performance, which is a live performance. It's not the big arenas, and the cabaret clubs of the mm-hmm. old days were where the performers like Sinatra and Bennett would be sort of intimate with their audience and be able to interact. And the article I brought talks about how the Oak Room at the Algonquin, which is one of three major cabaret performance sites in New York City today, just closed. It's the same room where they had the Round Table back in the 20s and Dorothy Parker and some of the artists, that sort of thing. But since 1980 until this week, it's been a place where live cabaret performances are done. Great American Songbook, not just what you buy in a record and a CD, mm-hmm. but live stuff. And it's closing. There are only two left, what they call Cafe Carlyle and then Michael Feinstein's place. Only two places that you can go that are major sites for cabaret-style performing. And what this show does and what WILL in general does to promote live performing artists is just...
It's really important.
Yeah, it's for the quality of life we have in the community.
And what a community. I mean, we've got so much going on here. And then in jazz, we have a fabulous jazz faculty here at the university. And of course, the Iron Post is a main venue for them to have fun, you know, but these are people that'll tour around the world with major artists. And we have great classical music. I mean, Kevin leads his,
yes.
you know, Prairie Ensemble. And those programs are unbelievably.
I can't imagine, having grown up here, I can't imagine what it would be like without WILL promoting that kind of style of living. Because you got to get the word out, and that then brings people to the venues. It's essential. It's really essential.
Well, let's give them that phone number one more time then. You know, 217-244-0025.
And, Jeff, you pointed out earlier that I have a little proficiency in a couple of different languages. One of them is in Bostonian.
Yeah.
So no, initially,
not too far from the car.
You guys are all right.
You can park over there.
You said something about the artist, and I'm thinking,
oh, artist.
We're not that odd. That would be artist, ladies and gentlemen, just in case.
I'll
interpret for Bob here.
I can hold my jar and do that word. Artist.
Well, and champagne is pretty easy in any language, but how's Urbana? How's the Bostonian say Urbana? Is it...
Well, I have got a lesson on that because I used to say Urbana.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like there's an S at the end of Illinois.
Yeah.
You know? So those are two words that I've definitely taken care of. It's Illinois and it's Urbana.
We did have a tune on here on Friday that was called, I think, something like Feel the Illinois, Illinoise. It was called a song by Sufjan Stevens, actually, Anasazi String Quartet, which are made up of University of Illinois students. They took that arrangement and made it themselves. And, of course, we were here trying to help them get an audience for some of their gigs, and they're working to help get an audience in some unusual venues, like the Iron Post, although that wasn't one they've been in yet, for their their particular genre of music.
You know, we mix, the genres. It's interesting. A very good friend of mine is John Dee, who's a world-renowned oboist who is on the faculty here, and he's actually the producer of our records.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he has a different kind of a different feel than we do, and it's nice because
and our records are in the works right now.
It's an in the works record. That's right.
Well, let's let you guys get set up for your next song. Call 217-244-0025. Make your contribution to support Live and Local, to support our local musicians who we try to help to bring an audience for. Sorry for the syntax of that. Or you can make your pledge online at willpledge.org. What do you have next?
This is a Cy Coleman, Carolyn Lee song called Witchcraft, which was written in 1957. And, of course, it was made a hit first by Sinatra. And since we had the Grammys last night, this is somewhat topical because this was nominated for, I think, 6 different Grammy Awards, this song, including Best Male Vocalist, Song of the Year, Record of the Year. And so we'll do this.
Jeff Poor and David Theis, they'll be at the Iron Post tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. This is Live and Local.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it, what good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft. Wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me, what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, the one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. Witchcraft, that crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me, proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, the one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. 'Cause there's no nicer witch than you. 'Cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Oh, did he miss a finger snap?
Yeah, I missed one.
Oh. There's
supposed to be just one more in there. So. I got the transcription right.
That's why they call it live, Dave. Yeah,
that's why you got another day to practice before that gig tomorrow night and make sure you get all those finger snaps in there.
Speaking of practice, we thought we'd talk about maybe how we work on new songs and how that develops and that sort of thing.
Start talking.
Okay. Well, about a week ago, David.
As long as you're asking the questions, you might as well answer them.
We had a lot of prep time for this, didn't we? So the other day, David came to the house and he had this tune in his mind because he just heard it on the radio. And so he started playing it on the piano. And he said, "You know this song?" And I said, "Well, I know sort of how it goes, but I don't really know it. You know, I know the words of it, and it's was written and performed initially by Van Morrison, and it's a tremendous, tremendous song. It's considered one of the top 100 songs in the history of rock music, as a matter of fact. So,
and has kind of a jazz a jazz connection too. But should we do it now? It's the Van Morrison song.
He just went to the microphone.
I guess that's right.
I guess you're going to do it.
This
you can just stop asking me this stuff. You guys just carry on.
Such a good time here. This really does show the blend from the jazz and the 50s and 40s kinds of things into what happened in rock, which blended, I would argue, a gospel and blues side to it, and made music that we've been listening to ever since.
Well, there was a metamorphosis going on with Van Morrison by 1970 too. So when he did this, this really had a jazz feel to it.
This is brand new and
yeah, this is a work in progress, but this is a fun song, and Bob likes this tune.
I do like this song.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Well, can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I want to make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know that the time is just right. And straight into your arms I will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. And I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my lover? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know that the time is just right. And straight into my arms you will run. When the come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. And I know how much you want me that you can hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you? My love. Ba, ba, ba. Ba, ba, ba.
Yeah.
in progress.
So combining their rock and jazz roots with the current bent for the Great American Songbook. So is it fair to say that song has made it into the Great American Songbook?
It is for me.
Oh, absolutely. The Great American Songbook is popular music. So it's...
Everything in popular music gets in there.
That's right. It's enduring popular music, that other generations will listen to, and I would say that's one.
Speaking of enduring.
And it's not all American. I mean, we are now, you know, we're adding some other things to the repertoire, so.
Yeah.
WILL has been here 75-plus years, I think, and I forget how many of those years we've been bringing you classical music, but I can tell you that for... 3 years as of Groundhog Day this year. Live and Local has been around.
Is that right?
That's right,
years.
Yeah.
And that's why it keeps coming around.
Was Groundhog Day, yeah. Oh. For another pop reference there. And you can make sure that it continues for a fourth year and a fifth year. And, you know, as long as there's music and performance going on in our communities, in our listening area, Live and Local has business to conduct. We have people to bring on. We have people to encourage to get to hear live performance. You can make it all possible by calling us right now with your pledge of support, 217-244-0025, or go to willpledge.org right now and help us to continue to bring you Live and Local and all the other programs you depend on here on FM 90. 217-244-0025. And we do have a special incentive during this drive only
Well,
to help
before
you do that.
I go there, I just want to tell you something.
Yeah.
On Groundhog Day, I always used to think of Phil popping his head out and seeing his shadow. Now I have a new image. Kevin looking out the door of Studio F and saying, come on in.
Oh, I like that.
Let's have another.
I don't
year.
Have
Come
to don
in.
A groundhog costume.
No, not at all.
Although I do have to say that Punxsutawney Phil is from my home state of Pennsylvania. I just want to make that
clear.
There you
go. Yeah. Very good. Well, our friends at the Common Ground Food Bank Co-op has they're donating for every pledge 8 meals for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. It's been terrific. We have quite a few meals that we've gathered together for the last 4 days. Hopefully this will be an incentive for you to make a pledge during this break. Our phone number again is 217-244-0025. You've been listening to a really enjoyable hour here with Kevin and friends, live and local. It's a great program. I really enjoy it. And I know our listeners do too.
I have to tell you, when Bob came in for his first interview for the station manager job, and he's been in it in about a month now.
Yeah, but
he sure impressed me by coming in, and he was already a fan of the show. So
yes, I was.
That was encouraging.
Yeah, a great online presence. Everybody out there, take a look at WILL.edu and see what archives are there for this show. Terrific stuff.
will.illinois.edu. The Live and Local page is right there on the front, and we do archive the show. This whole show will be up there probably, if not this afternoon, then by tomorrow, before they have their live gig at the Iron Post tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And we encourage you to go out and hear it. And we encourage you to make the call right now, 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org. We have support not only from our listeners for this show, but also from Columbia Street Roastery, roasting coffee daily at 24 East Columbia in Champaign, also offering a variety of tea and chai, open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:15 p.m., and Saturday mornings from 9 to noon. More information is available at 352-9713. Jeff and David are set up for the next tune.
Yeah, well, we're not sure how many tunes we can get
in. Change the genre a bit.
Yeah, we're going to have to change the genre just a bit.
Show the wide variety of music we call the Great American Songbook.
Here's a song that's widely ascribed to have been written by Lieber and Stoller, but actually the basis of the song was written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. And Mike and Jerry needed another song for a Drifters album, and they heard this the day it was recorded by somebody else. But they wanted to change it, and they gave it more of an R&B feel. And so they worked all night with the original songwriters. And the Drifters recorded this in 1963. And since then, it's been recorded by lots of people. But it's a great tune.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. They say there's always magic in the air. But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter rubs right off and you're nowhere. They say the girls are something else on Broadway, but looking at them just gives me the blues. 'Cause how you gonna make some time when all you got is one thin dime? One thin dime won't even shine your shoes. They say I won't last too long on Broadway. I'll catch the Greyhound bus for home, that's what they say. Oh, they're wrong, I know they are, 'cause I can play this here guitar. I won't quit till I'm a star on Broadway. I can play this here guitar, and I won't quit till I'm a star on Broadway. On Broadway, I'm gonna make it, yeah. I'll be a big, big, big man. I'll have my name in lights. I said up and down Broadway, up and down Broadway, on Broadway.
On Broadway. I have to point out that David Theiss doesn't have a note of music on that stand. I see a newspaper article and a song list, and he points to his head. It's all right up in there.
It's more fun that way.
Well, yeah.
Which means it's never the same.
It's unpredictable.
Yeah, as unpredictable. Jeff knows.
Live radio, live performance. Jeff Poor and David Theiss here with us live on Live and Local today. And they'll be at the Iron Post in Urbana for a Valentine's Day night show. Starting 6 o'clock, going till about 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
And you never know who's going to show up, Kev.
What are you saying? You might
I'm
have
serious.
Some guests?
Yeah, people often come in and sit in with us. It's a lot of fun. There's some great singers in this town.
Everyone's
of course,
fun.
Great musicians.
Some of the other events you can go see and hear live in our listening area include Hurricane Ruth, with Dave Lumsden. They're doing the blues at the Alamo in Springfield tonight at 8:30. Charleston Alley Theater is presenting three one-act plays, Mrs. Sorkin, The Nature and Purpose of the Universe, and Death Comes to Us All, Mary Agnes. That's tonight at 7:30 at Charleston Alley Theater in Charleston. Tomorrow there's a faculty recital by a cellist at the University of Illinois, Dmitry Kuzov. That's in Smith Memorial Hall on the U of I campus in Urbana tomorrow night, 7:30. Eastern Illinois University has a guest artist recital by pianist Andrew Loss at the Dowden Fine Arts Center on the EIU campus in Charleston. Tomorrow night, no time listed here, probably 7:30. At Bloomington at the Illinois Wesleyan University McPherson Theater, they're presenting Tartuffe by Molière for an 8 o'clock show tomorrow night. And mention one other one. There's Illinois State University Valentine's Day Big Band Dance with ISU Jazz Ensembles 1 and 2 at the Nude Lafayette Club in Bloomington tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Oh, and here we go. Chicago is at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan tomorrow night, 7:30, and that continues for a while yet. Also continuing for a while, namely through tomorrow, is this Midwinter Pledge Drive here, our Food for Families campaign at WYLL. This is just the last minute or so that we can ask for your support for Live and Local today. 217-244-0025 is the number to call, or you can make your pledge of support at willpledge.org. And we're calling it Food for Families because for every pledge that comes in, Common Ground Food Co-op has generously agreed to donate the cost of 8 entire meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every pledge. But that means, of course, that they don't get the food until you make the pledge. 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org. I want to say thanks to Jeff.
Thanks for having
us.
And
David.
Thank you very much for having us.
Pleasure. And to Bob Colquhoun for joining us on the show today.
Thank you.
And
keep working on that Urbana.
Urbana, Urbana. Yeah. I'll keep working on my Boston interpretation here, translation. You are listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. 217-244-0025 is the number to call to pledge your support for Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly.